Mr. Claremont Fire Department asked to respond to number 44 School Street. It'll be apartment, I believe it's going to be D, upstairs. Claremont police are on scene. Possible structure fire. No further information at this time. Again, it's 44 School Street, upstairs apartment. I believe it's going to be apartment D for a possible structure fire. No further information this time. Tom Tone, 0319 hours. Fire alarm to fire department. I just confirmed you have multiple fires in that structure.
Engine 1, fire alarm. Engine 1, ladder 1 responding.
Engine 1, ladder 1 responding, 0321 hours.
Ladder 1's clear, close all bay doors. You have the phone.
Alarm has the phones.
Engine 1, fire alarm. Engine 1 on the scene. C5 will have School Street come in.
Apparatus on scene, C5 has command, 0323 hours.
The one to C5, you need a 4-inch light in. Light of 1, engine 1, need a 4-inch. Bye, C6. Yeah, you need a line light in. Lay it in. Command the fire alarm. Juice a working fire. General alarm tone.
General alarm for working fire being toned. Fire personnel, you're asked to respond to 44 School Street for a two-story structure fire, working fire at this time. Again, it's 44 School Street for a working two-story structure fire. Tom Tone, 0325 hours.
Two ones on, fire alarm.
Fire alarm. Royal Claremont Fire Department personnel, you're asked to respond to general alarm at 44 School Street. Two-story structure fire, working fire at this time. Second tone, time tone 0326 hours. Again, it's 44 School Street, general alarm for two-story structure fire, working fire, 0326 hours.
Engine 3 to fire alarm, engine 3 is responding.
Engine 3 responding, 0327 hours.
Engine 3 to fire alarm, close bay 3.
3 closed.
C1 to fire alarm on the scene. Two-story dwelling, heavy fire coming out of the second floor. C1 has command.
Fire alarm copies, two-story, structure fire, heavy flames at this time. General alarm has been struck. 0329 hours.
C7, 2 engine 1.
Charge the line, charge the line.
C3 to C1, are you going to want ladder 2 down there, or are you going to bring the rescue in?
A little hard to tell right now. Why don't you bring the rescue, and we'll have somebody move the ladder as soon as they can. When they move the ladder, they're going to need to come in on Walnut Street. Rescue also, I think. Come in on Walnut.
All right, we got enough here to move both pieces. You want the ladder in front of the rescue?
Affirmative, have the ladder come in on Walnut. C7 to command.
Go ahead.
Which way you want me to come in with 3?
Jeff, come in on Myrtle Street. Back up Spruce Street, or used to be Oak Street or whatever. Back up Spruce Street and get a second line to engine 1. You got that?
Copy. I'll be backing up Spruce Street, laying a second line with Ninja 3.
C5, come in.
Go ahead.
We need another hand up here to match the hose.
Okay.
Fire alarm. Rescue 1, ladder 2, run responding.
Rescue 1, ladder 2 responding, 0334 hours.
Command a fire alarm.
Go ahead.
Give me a second alarm assignment, box 100.
Second alarm, box 100. 0335 hours. Royal Claremont Fire personnel, command is striking second alarm, 44 School Street for a two-story working structure fire. 0335 hours. Again, that's School Street command striking second alarm, two-story working structure fire. 0336 hours.
Command to rescue. Come up here. See my flashlight? Rescue, follow me.
Interior, the command, send the camera up.
Ladder, come on in the driveway, set up the roof.
Interior, the command, have someone run the camera up. Second floor.
Ladder, come right up here, set up the roof, nose in.
Claremont Fire to command.
Command, go ahead.
Yes, there's two of us in the station. Engine 2 is the only vehicle. What would you like us to do?
All right, Chris, stand by at the station. You got somebody else there. Have them respond with Utility 1.
Okay, message received. Would you like us both to go? I have C9s also with me.
Well, we're going to also need one or two guys back there for cover assignments.
Fire alarm to command. I have cover engines from Newport and Cornish coming and ladders from Newport coming.
Okay, thank you.
Interior to command. Interior to command.
Go ahead.
What's it look like on the outside, Chief?
Well, it's a little hard to tell. I don't know if it's up into the attic or not. Are you able to pull any ceiling?
We'll have to work on that. We're in the fire apartment that was side A, right second floor. Appear to have most of the fire inside the apartment knocked down. We're checking further.
All right, as soon as you can, let's yank the ceiling because I'm going to get the ladder to open the roof if you see any fire up there. Brian, there's still fire in that room, so make sure it doesn't get between you and the exit, okay?
C3 to C1, have you got engine 2's assignment coming down back to us?
Negative. I don't need any water for the ladder right now. I want you to position the ladder for the roof.
That's being taken care of. I've got three people on that.
Okay, have them get the saw started and get ready to get up there.
That's being taken care of. I've got three people on that.
Keep on, command. Keep on, command. Keep on, command.
Man, go ahead.
Chief, can we get that positive pressure ventilation?
Okay, I'll work on that. Tim, if you've got extra people, send me one up front.
I'll take care of that. Chief, can we get some of these windows opened up back here as well, or do you just want the hole in the roof?
I don't want a hole in the roof until I call for it and use your discretion on the windows. It'll be second floor, left side of the building as you're facing it.
Copy that.
Engine 3 to command. I'm all set down here.
Okay, Jeff, that is not hooked in yet, so don't charge it. It is not hooked in.
Copy that. Hose is not hooked in.
Engine 3, you have the message, right? Do not charge that second line. Command to Engine 3.
Engine 3, copy. I am not charging the line.
Okay, I just wanted confirmation. Command Interior, I need a report on pulling that ceiling.
Command.
I need a report on pulling that ceiling.
Command.
Command, go ahead, I need a report on pulling the ceiling.
Chief, C4 is up there now on the second floor.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Brian, have you pulled some ceiling in the room of origin?
Chief, they just started to do that. And they've got
Ladder 2, are you positioned to open the roof?
That's affirmative. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I mean on the roof and SAR and everything. You ready to go?
Chief, we don't even know which section to cut. Do you want it back here by the cupola? Do you want it in the front section or in the middle section?
Front section near the chimney. Don't cut yet. Do you have the message?
We do have that message.
Okay, it'll be the chimney closest to School Street.
Okay, we copy that.
Newport ladder 3 to fire alarm.
Newport.
Newport ladder 3 is responding to the station for coverage.
Newport ladder, coverage 0347 hours.
C4 to command.
Go ahead.
We got like a ceiling
and
a ceiling here. We're through one way. We have sparks and stuff. We haven't found any heavy fire yet.
Hey, you need some more help?
Well, I got a call right now. We're trying to see if they can find some attic access. I don't know if there's anybody around from this residence that could assist us.
All right, we'll get the fan going too.
Copy that.
All right, the crew on the roof. Get over to your left a little more and feel that roof. See what it feels like. Is there a lot of heat in the attic?
Cornish Engine 2 to claim on fire.
Right, Cornish.
Cornish Engine 2 is responding to your station at 5.
Cornish Engine 2 responding 0349 hours.
Roof to command. It appears that we've got more heat coming out of the L that jets back to us than we do on the one that runs parallel to Walnut.
Okay, so you've checked the roof near the chimney closest to School Street. It's not bubbling or sagging or anything, right? The interior crew hasn't been able to get to the attic.
Okay, copy that. No, we don't have any bubbling or sagging at this point. We do have a lot of snow melt coming from the larger chimney, though, from that side over there.
Okay, have the crew stand by on the roof. Stand by.
Crew standing by on the roof.
Captain Blair, as soon as you can, give me a report from the second floor. I'm still looking for identification of fire extension beyond the apartment of origin.
Newport, ladder 3 to fire alarm.
Off at your station. All set with the base.
Newport, ladder 3. Off at Clement Fire Department, 0354 hours.
Command,
go ahead.
Just an update. We're pulling ceilings in here. We're threatening spillage of fire. I believe it's contained to the Department of Origin.
Okay, that's good news. Command to Ladder 2's crew, come down, go inside the building, and assist with ventilation, opening windows.
Ladder 2's crew copies that, we'll be exiting the roof.
Command of fire alarm, it appears we have the fire under control, contained to the Department of Origin. We're still checking.
Fire alarm copies, appears under control in the Department of Origin. Still checking, 0356 hours.
Interior to command.
Command, go ahead.
Chief, we do have some fire in the attic above the room of origin.
Okay. Tommy, are you going to be able to get that or we need to open the roof?
Chief, we should be able to get that from in here.
Okay. Tom, do you need some more help up there?
Well,
we
requested a couple of temporary
answers,
Chief. If you can send someone up with some more
tools,
that would be great.
Okay. Command to Ladder 2, I'm reassigning your crew to the second floor to assist the crew in the Department of Origin. Bring hand tools.
Ladder 2's crew has been reassigned to the Department of Origin. Copy that.
Hornets sent you to Claremont Fire.
C3 to C1, I've got a pass device activated. Is that up in your area?
Go again, C3.
Hornets engine 2 to Claremont Fire are off at your station.
Building.
Hornets engine 2, off at CFD, 0359 hours. Fire alarm to fire command, Newport and Cornish trucks available at CFD, 0359 hours. Station is covered.
Command has a message, fire alarm, thank you.
Newport engine 4 is off Claremont station.
Newport engine off Claremont Fire Department, 0401 hours.
Claremont Fire to command.
Command, go ahead.
Yes, be advised we have 18 personnel here, 2 engines and 1 ladder.
Okay, received. I think we're set at the scene, Chris, so just have everybody stand by.
Message received, 0404.
C3 to Spruce Street, come in.
Command, go ahead.
Crews have accessed the attic from the fire apartment. They accessed it from the seaside of the apartment, and it appears only to be a very small space in there. It appears the attic is all cut up and added onto as well. It's not one common space.
Okay. As long as we confirm that it did not extend further than above the Apartment of Origin, I'm good.
Copy that. The deputy chief is up there working with that crew now.
Okay, the attic vents on several gable ends of the building do not show any sign of problem.
Copy that. Last check on the roof, too, there are numerous attic vents up there, and they're all smoking. There was no problem from any of those either.
Command has a message.
C2 to command.
Answering C2.
Yes, I'm in the attic. the attic that's the gable end that you see on Spruce Street is pretty clear. I can see into the attic that goes over the fire apartment, and I've got light smoke, but I don't see any fire.
Okay, that sounds good.
C2 to command.
Command, go ahead.
Okay, we're in the fire room. There were multiple ceilings, so we finally got through it. It doesn't appear that we had any extension to speak of into the attic, so we're looking good.
Okay, thank you.
Claremont Fire to command.
Command, go ahead.
I don't know if I missed it. Are we under control at this time?
We are, Chris. Even though I said it appears under control, it is under control.
Okay, message received, 0419.
Chris, this is a six-unit multifamily dwelling on a corner of Spruce and School, and it was very difficult to identify lateral fire travel on the second floor, but we've confirmed it. We're good.
Okay, message received.
Command of C3.
Calling C3.
When you can free somebody up, have them take ladder 2 down.
Advise all crews are working upstairs, but I'll take care of that.
Firefighter Early, C12. Firefighter Early.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead and I'm in the apartment below the fire. Go ahead and start shutting off the panel. Lights are still on. That's it.
Receive.
Fire command and climb off fire.
Go ahead, command.
Would you keep an engine and a ladder and release whatever else you have on mutual aid?
Okay, message received, 0424.
Newport, Newport, Claire, Claremont Station, return to Newport.
Claremont Fire Alarm to Newport, both of your trucks are returning?
Negative, just the engine.
Fire alarm copies. Thank you for your services tonight. Newport, you're clear, 0425 hours.
Command, ladder 2 is buttoned up, ready for service if needed.
Received, why don't you have a driver take it back?
C3 to C4, meet me up by ladder 2, please.
Engine 3 to command.
Engine 3 to command.
Engine 3.
Chief, I got the truck broke down. You want me to return with it?
Affirmative.
Copy. Engine 3 to fire alarm. Engine 3 is clear returning.
Engine 3, clear returning, 0430 hours.
Engine 1 to C3.
Go ahead, Engine 1.
Could you come up to my location?
What do you need?
I don't see anything wrong with the pump, but the engine light is on and the alarm's going off.
Copy that. It's either going to be the low oil or the low antifreeze level would be the most likely causes, but do not clear that if at all possible, and we'll have to put it on the computer to find out.
Receive.
Ladder 2's returning.
Engine 3 to fire alarm. Engine 3's back in quarters. Open bay 3, please.
Engine 3 in quarters, 0433 hours. And I copy ladder 2, you're clear and returning, 0433 hours.
F1, the utility one, a couple guys are coming down to help you.
Ladder 2 to fire alarm in quarters, open bay 4.
Ladder 2 in quarters, 0436 hours.
Command to climb off fire.
Go ahead, command.
Once engine 3 is back in service, you can release the rest of the mutual aid.
Okay, message received. We're just waiting for the large diameter hose to come back.
Affirmative, they'll be sending that in a minute.
Okay, message received.
C6 to claim on fire.
Go ahead, C6.
Hydrant number 294 on Pleasant and School Street. One that had been charged. We'll have to notify DPW.
Okay, message received at 0441.
C6 to engine 1.
Go ahead,
C6.
Yeah, the water's shut off, and if there's a couple guys down there, have them start rolling that from your end.
Receive.
C6 to utility 1. When you dump off that, head on back, School Street.
Will do.
C2 to C9. C9.
Go ahead to C9.
I'm going to shut that attack line off that feeds into that kitchen, okay?
Is it temporary, or are you shutting it down altogether?
Temporary. Just trying to limit the water.
Okay.
Did you hear that, F1?
Copy that. Line is shut down.
Utility 1 to climb out fire. Will you open bay 4, please?
Message received.
Utility 1 is in quarters, 0445 hours.
Newport ladder 3 to fire alarm. Newport ladder 3 is clear, returning back to Newport. Ladder 1 to fire alarm. Ladder 1 clear, returning.
Ladder 1 clear and returning, 0501 hours. Fire alarm to command.
Go ahead.
Command, are you going to be needing Red Cross assistance?
It appears that's a negative fire alarm.
Fire alarm copies.
Command from Ambulance 1.
Yeah, we're all set, Ambulance 1. Thanks for your help.
Okay.
Fire alarm copies. GCA clear scene, 0507 hours.
Ladder 1 to fire alarm. Ladder 1 in quarters. Open bay 2, please.
Ladder 1 in quarters, 0507 hours.
C5, rescue 1. C5, rescue 1.
F1 to C9, are you also at that line now? Everything okay? Yeah, we're all set with that.
C2 to engine 1, you can shut that line down, drain it. Stand by, we'll shut it down, we'll bring it down to that pile.
F1 to C2, what's your location?
Second floor.
I'm going to be throwing the extension cord through the window that they're throwing the debris out so you guys can have some light.
Okay.
Command to climb off fire.
Go ahead, command.
5 or 10 minutes, have a couple of fresh people
with either engine 3 or engine 2 come down here. They're going to do a fire watch for a couple hours.
Okay, message received.